Continuing in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, we're talking about the Isser of Schara with Machal Sasuras, with Devar Isser. We discussed last night that the Isser to sell such products like a pig and things that were normally sold to be eaten, as opposed to horses and camels, which no one eats, that would be permitted to make business off of. So we're now in the middle of there's Sif Aleph. There's really only one Sif here. We're on page 244, those who have the same edition as me, and the Mechaber says, Chutz min ha-chelev. So chelev is an exception, sharei nemar bo yasel chol melacha. The Gemara in Psachim darshins based on the words of chelev, that you're allowed to do all types of things with chelev, you're allowed to do business. So although normally a davar iser, you can't do schar with, when it comes to chelev, certain fats which are also to be eaten, that's a special heter that you are allowed to do business in. So if you look at the Shach Siv Katan Dalet here, Chutz Min HaChelev, he says, Perish Chelev Shel Behema Torah, the fats of a kosher animal. Aval Shel Behema Temeya, if it's a non-kosher animal, Mashma, says the Shach, Das Beis Yosef, De Aser Lasos Bo Schara, you can't do any business with a Chelev of a non-kosher animal, De Bekra Lo Niskar El Chelev Nevela V'Trefa. The pasuk that gives you the heter is talking about chelev of a nevela trefa. Nevela trefa, by definition, is referring to a kosher animal, which just can't be eaten because it was a nevela. Wasn't shechta properly, or is it trefa? But as opposed to behema temeya, that there is no heter for the chelev of a behema temeya. Now, there's a taz here at the end of the simon, so I'm going to just use the bare hetav just because it's placed in a more opportune time to look at it. But this is really a taz at the end, so if you want to underline it there, you could get there at the end, but it's a long taz. But look at the bare hetav Sif Katan Gimel. The bare hetav Sif Katan Gimel says HaChelev. He first quotes the Shach, you could skip the Shach. Well, the bare hetav, by the way, does. He was, in essence, accomplishing what the Mishabura did, but a couple hundred years earlier, he just summarized the Shach and the Taz and some other notes, say Kalim, like the Mishabura did years later, but the Mishabura expanded on many, many others. In fact, the Mishabura in the Tzakdama, he says the bare hetav did a wonderful job. He just wanted to include all the other Achron that came after the times of the bare hetav. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the bare hetav now, in the Dibur Maschil HaChelev, they go four lines down where he says, Kasa b'Isser b'Heter. Now, this is almost a direct quotation of the Taz on the end of the simon. De'ein heter sicha b'chelev o b'chazer. Sicha is to rub or smear oil or fats on the skin. There is no heter rubbing on the fats of the pig or other types of iser. Ela hecha de'ika tzara, unless there's a discomfort. Let's say a person has a certain irritation, a skin irritation. So then a person, the cream is, let's say, made of fat. That would be the heter if there's tzar. Aval adam baria, healthy person, umishim tanig lo. But to use it as soap, or to use it as cream made of animal fats of a davar iser, that's not permitted. Val karachach ein losuch tinok b'chelev chazer. You should not use pig fat to rub on the baby. I guess that was good cream they used to use. Shein's elatanig, that's only to give the baby some warmth and hana. You are allowed to have a non-Jew to rub pig fat on your child, or even to feed them pig fat, which itself is interesting. Fine. So it's talking about a general iser, looking at Hilchos Shabbos about what our responsibilities are for our own children. But there is a heter for the goy, but for a non-goy, for you to do it yourself or to do it for your own child, you can't rub on this chelev. V'chein iker u'bilavush chiluk misvarasa le'eser b'sichas chelev chazer. He thinks in lavush only the pig fat is aser, below b'shar chelev, but other fats he thinks are actually permitted. Below dak b'makoran shodvarm, doesn't make any sense. If you look at the source, there is no such distinction. Ki ein chiluk behem legamrei. You cannot use any fats on the body, any iser fats. The taima, why is sicha aser? The sicha bechlal shtia kein kasa beis Yosef. It's based on the sugya in Maseches Yuma that sicha, the Gemara brings a pasuk, that rubbing oil is like you're drinking the oil or the fat. So just like you can drink pig fat or any other chelev, so too you can't do sicha on the skin. However, hisig alav ataz, de lo aminan ksicha kishtia, we don't say that klal, that sicha is like drinking, elo le'inan yom ha-kippurim o isura hana ayin sham, only with regards to Yom Kippur, or if it's a type of item that's aser b'ana. But chazer, another chelev, it's aser to eat, but there is no isur hana, so you may use it to rub on the skin. The kasra prichadash, afilu ladas haposkim, ha'osrim, yesh lahatir lirchos biboris, with boris? soap, right? You're allowed to use boris alpha pishu also mechelav fishe who pugum. So this is very relevant. If you look at a lot of shampoos, soaps, and conditioners, there is going to be animal fats in, as part of the ingredients. Is that going to be permitted? So first Taz says it's aser. Then he quotes a pichadash, it's mutter, because it's pugum. The Be'er Halacha actually talks about this in Hilchos Shabbos, when he talks about, I think he mentions this when referring to using soap on Shabbos, being a machik, you can't rub soap. He goes on a little bit of a tangent, talking about, in general, whether it's kosher to use soap, even b'chol. I believe the Be'er Halacha is mekel, that you don't have to be choshesh, and you are allowed to use animal fats. However, others are machmir, that you can't use animal fats for shampoo or soap. Okay. We saw yes last night. No, it's fine. No, we did see last night there are. It was the Shach quoted an opinion here from Rabbeinu Tam that were more machmir by Chazir based on the Ma'aseh Shehayah. I believe he's referring to the Ma'aseh Shehayah and Maseches Gittin when they sent over the pig the walls and it caused the destruction. So we stay far, far away from them. I think the Chabad is very, very machmir in any type of pig. Anything to do with pig. I actually had an interesting Shaila once. The doctor will probably know this, but a person called me up immediately. He was going to the doctor for some skin issue, and they wanted to fix it and patch it up with pig skin, because pig skin is very similar to human skin. The Gemara in Tainis actually says if there's a swine flu or any other type of disease that pigs have, normally animal diseases don't carry over to humans, but the Gemara in Tainis says pig diseases can carry over. We're very similar to pigs in the skin, in the stomach, the Gemara says. That's why swine flu was very dangerous for humans. So he wanted to know whether he could use pig skin to graft his skin on the face, wherever it was. So the answer from my poskim, Rav Willick, said it's completely fine. I didn't ask Chassidisha poskim. I just wonder whether Chabad would have allowed that, because they are very machmir by Chazir. Okay, interesting. Shaila, fine.
I'm using a hairbrush from pig, right?
No, it wouldn't be sicha. According to at least the poskim here, sicha, we just mentioned as you walked in, would be rubbing oil. Gemara says sicha is like shtia. We don't have any other concept of brushing hair is like eating the actual food. So there shouldn't be a problem of it. Okay. And pig skin also. If you have a real football of pig skin, do they still make football from pig skin? Yeah? So that would also be completely mutter. It wouldn't be a problem. Okay. Let's look now at the, before we go right to the Pischei Tshuva here, the long one in Sif Katan Vav. It was talking about what last night we were discussing owning stocks in non-kosher food restaurants, whether it's McDonald's, which Seth pointed out, McDonald's might be very different. There's a franchise, but let's assume it's a situation where you actually own stock in however the non-kosher business is doing. And as more sales go, you're making more money, so you have a certain ownership. But we said it wouldn't make sense to be usher to own, because the two reasons we saw it's usher to own to make business schora on non-kosher food is because you might come to eat it. You're not, when you own stock in McDonald's, let's say, I know it's a bad example, but let's just assume McDonald's, you're not dealing in the kitchen, so you're not going to eat the food. So why would it be usher? Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, it's usher to own stocks in publicly traded non-kosher food restaurants. So if you look at the Pischei Tshuva, I think this is going to be a good model for owning stocks. If you go down, it's Sif Katan Vav, but it's all the way in the bottom now. It's a long piece. We're going to just jump to the last three lines of the Pischei Tshuva in Sif Katan Vav. It starts on the line, Visham Nishal Odos Ir Achas Beretz Asia, a certain city in this country. Sheesh Masim, what?
Asia.
Asia. Okay, very good. Asia. Sheesh Masim Matan Gadol B'nai Shema'ilim. They had a certain business dealing with the Arabs there. Bidogim Temeim, non-kosher fish. Habom Me Italia, came from Italy. Meluchim bechavios, they were salted and preserved in different barrels. The Yesh Yisrael Echad Baosoir, Shutvis and Yisrael. The Jew had a partnership with a Yishmaeli. Echad Mibidines Matraim, for Egyptian Arab. Behu Kosov Shiesh Larviach Harbe Bezos, Shema Vishal Chumlo. He could make a good, make a lot of money, a big profit off of this. Vaisoba Khan, Eino Oserak, Sheholech Yishmael Hamocher, Shiesh Larbe Mechavios Dogim. The Yisrael had nothing to do with, he wasn't transporting it. He hired the Ishmaeli to go, I bought the chavios. I want you to be the messenger, the agent, and bring those chavios and load them on the dock so they could take it away. So the Yisrael was the middleman here. And Hanal, the Omer Lo, Shiyim Sarasvina, Kokach Sikim Chavios Dagim. So the Jew had appointed the Ishmaeli to go fill up the boat with all these barrels, which the Jew never saw. Vacharkach Mishamlo, then he'll pay him for loading up the docks, loading up the boats. Aval HaYisrael Einu Mekablam Mebeis Oklal. He didn't bring them home to his house, the Yid. Ki Mebeis Otzer HaYishmael. It was actually in the Yishmaeli's storage house. Most and also Nel Svina. So never came to the possession or the site of the Yisrael. Beholach Mitzrayim L'shutvo Yishmael. And it was sent to Mitzrayim as a partnership with this Arab. Fumochem Berevach. He sold it for a higher for some margin, and he made some money. Is there an Isser involved in this? It's non-kosher food. It's Dagum Temeim, but he never came to the guy's house, the Jew's house. Is this Asr? And this Tshuva, V'herich, who's talking? This is, by the way, a Tshuva. We didn't see the Tshuva. It's early in the Pesach Tshuva here. I think it's, I can't find where it starts off here. Maybe the Chassam Sofer, it seems like. Maybe the Chassam Sofer talks about this. So it says, V'herich Levayer, the Chassam Sofer goes at great length to explain, Im yikne ha-Yehudi ha-Dagim al-Shemo, he bought it in his name, Be'ofen she-Yehen nikne lo, in the proper way, it was a good acquisition, Ein shum heter, there's no heter. Afil lo noga behem, even if he didn't touch them, Filo yiro some klal, he never saw it, it's still going to be aser. So we see, if a person owns stocks, so even though he never sees it, and if it's going up and down, he's making money off of it, it's going to be usher to own stocks. It sounds like a very good model. But, ukenidon harama, simen lamed hanal. Ach ma'achar, de'ikahepsin merebe acharbe, this is a very important yisod. Many times in halacha, if there's a big hefsin mamon, the poskim don't give up. They don't want the guy to lose millions of dollars here. So the Chassam Sofer wanted to see if there's a heter for him, since he already invested in this, is there a way for him to sell it for a profit, or does he have to lose the money? But lichatchila, a person shouldn't buy ownership in non-kosher animals, even if he'll never see it. So let's see. Yesh lahamsi heter, there's room, we have to find, look for a heter for the guy. This is, very important yesod for poskim. V'lomar to say, da Yehudi, yeah, I've got so many things in my mind right now about examples of this that come up, really one recently, but unfortunately I can't, the details are so, they're so sensitive, I can't even mention them, but I'm trying to think right now. I think maybe at the end I'll mention, maybe I'll be more comfortable mentioning, but I want to be careful how I say things. Okay, anyways. So the point is, though, that the person needed a heter. It was a situation where a person really couldn't, there's no way around it, where the situation was. And the posek who he asked, if you want to call him a posek, even the rabbi he asked, so he couldn't find the heter. It was a usser. There's no way around the situation. And then, but you ask real poskim, they said, "What we were given the Torah to live by, not to die by." And we have to understand human nature, and there has to be a heter, so he's able to rely on a das yachid of a certain tshuva that we don't normally rely on, but in such a difficult situation, you could certainly rely on certain yachidim. So that's the mindset of a gadol, not to look for heterim. But if a person can't live without a heter, it's a whole other story than looking for heterim. You need to help the person live, we're human beings. Anyways, so I hope that was enough of a... I wish I could give you more details, though. Okay. What?
Turn off the tape.
Okay. Fine. So, the Yehudi, lo kana klal hadagim. So, what's the reason? The Jew didn't buy kalim, the dog, lo kana klal hadagim, the fish. Me'achad eleka meshicha. If there was no meshicha, right? Remember, the Yisrael never bought it. He hired the Yishmaeli to transport it. Ularova poskim, Yisrael me'en Yehudi, lo kana bekesef. Kesef alone isn't sufficient. So since there are many poskim who say you need to meshicha, so the Yid never actually owned it, and therefore would not be any violation. So that's what he ends up saying here. And then later on in the tshuva, I don't want to go through the whole thing here, everything with time, it's already later, he ends up saying, we discussed last night, according to the reasons of that you might come to eat it, he says, the reasons are very nice, but we don't darsh the time of the crow. We look for reasons sometimes, but in the end of the day, there's a gezeres akasav, you can't do schora with davar iser, which means even though you may never come to eat it, because you never see the tame food, the iser food, it's still gezeres akasav, ignoring the tam, and therefore it should be aser to do any schora. If you could find a davar heter, again, where you could say that maybe there was no kinyan, so it's not a schora, so then that was the heter that he explained for this person. But lichat chila, a person should not rely on this heter and not have any ownership in non-kosher businesses.
Always it was, you might come to eat it. What happened to that swara? said you might come to you here, and you're not going to come to eat.
That's what I just said. I just said the point that even though that's the tam, but we don't darshan tam with the krah. The pasuk says you can't do schara. So even though the tam is irrelevant, there's still an exeret custom not to do schara. So whenever you're doing business, you're owning and buying and selling, that's schara, even though you may never see the fish, that's tameh, that's aser, it's still going to be aser. That's what the Pesachei Teshuvah goes on to say. Again, it's a very nice piece if you want to read through the rest of it. Okay, let's talk about, let's go weiter now in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, I think I'll tell you guys at the end, I'll turn off the recorder, I'll tell you the situation. Okay, the Mechaber says now further, Im nizdamnu letzayid, if let's say a hunter, Haya v'of v'dogim t'meim, and he was looking for venison to catch, which is a kosher animal, but he ends up catching a non-kosher bird or non-kosher fish or non-kosher animal out there, a pig. V'chein mishin is damna lo nevela trefa bebeso, or he's shechting a kosher animal, he's shechting a cow, but it turned out there's a puncture in the lung, or he did a improper shechita, it's a nevela. These are situations that the Mechaber says, based on the Gemara, Mutter lemacham, you are allowed to sell this. Ubilvaj lo yiskaven lakach, as long as you weren't intending on catching a non-kosher food, but it just happened to be you caught the wrong animal. I imagine it happens a lot. If you set up traps, you're looking for the deer, but who knows what could come in? A squirrel could come in there. So then you would be allowed to sell it as long as you did not have that kavana.
Yeah, that's like with fish. Especially fish. I
mean, fish. Yeah,
tuna,
yeah.
They need a porpoise comes in or something.
Yeah. I wonder if there are situations of, I'm working actually now on an interesting topic, I'll tell you in a second, but I wonder if there are percentages. If you're going to a lake, an ocean, where most fish are going to be tameh, is that considered nizdamin? Because fish, as you said, you can't really, you know, it could be there's certain types of catch which a deer will be attracted to that squirrels won't be. So you're really, but if it's an area where most, the higher chances are going to be you're catching a pig or catching a tameh fish, I wonder if this heter of nizdamin will work. So I was asked to give a shiur, this is a side point, just because in percentages, so in YU they have a actuarial society, and they asked me to give a shiur. They heard I worked as an actuary, they wanted me to give a shiur on a topic related to the actuarial world and my experience. Now I don't know what they want to say about my experience there, I'm not sure that's what they want to hear from me, but anyways, I'm working on some interesting topics that come up, and one of them is how to define a mir hamatzoy, whether or not Halacha really takes into account statistics, seriously or not. So I'm reading through now Mishkanos Yaakov. Mishkanos Yaakov talks about how the Mir HaMatzoy, that Rama says, we are concerned with Mir HaMatzoy. I know this is a bit of a tangent, but it's related to Yardaya, that normally we follow Rove. But let's say Rove a certain way. You don't have to be Bodek and let's say a punctured lung, because most lungs are really fine. But if there's a Mir HaMatzoy, if there's a significant minority percentage, that it's going to be treif, so Rama says you have to be bodek the lungs anyways. So what's mir hamatzoi? So the Mishkanos Yaakov says mir hamatzoi is defined as 10%. He brings a raya from a Gemara in Baba Basra. But all the way at the end, everyone quotes Mishkanos Yaakov as saying it's 10%. But later on, Rav Asher Weiss points out, if you read further, it's a very long piece. No one wants to read to the end. So Rav Asher Weiss says, if we look towards the end, he actually says, even though I said 10%, there's really no true stats. The halacha never took into account statistics. You don't find anywhere statistics. It all depends. It's whatever people call shchiach. There's no real quantifying definition of what mir hamatzoi mean. It's whatever people think is significant. So it leaves you kind of, you have to ask Das Torah how to define it in different instances. So either way, back to your question, this is a good point. If you're going fishing and 90% of them are tameh fish and you're nizdamin a tameh fish, does that mean you could sell it? That's not nizdamin to me. So I don't know percentage-wise how you deal with that question. I don't know.
Fish is mostly kosher. And the other way, fish in general.
You don't fish the same way for kosher fish and non-kosher fish.
Really?
Most of the non-kosher fish are the bottom feeders. You have to different types of systems.
Okay, so if that's the case, if you have a technique, so then it probably depends on the percentages of that technique, maybe. I don't know. But
when it says in the pasuk that you have to throw it to the dog, the
nevela, right.
When does that happen?
Right, so that's nevela. That's only a person, had an improper shechita. Improper shechita, so that's nizdamin. That's you were looking for a kosher animal, you didn't want to shecht it in an improper way. It just happened to be. You made a mistake. Or there's something in the knife that was incorrect. A pugum in the knife, so it became a nevela. That would be considered nizdamin. Okay. Okay, there is an interesting case here. If you look at the Taz in Sif Katan Dalet on this page still, if you go five lines up in the Taz, we're in page Kuf Chav Gimel. Nishalti al davar tiyashim. He was asked about tiyashim, are the types of a sheep or a goat. Hagadolim shebegalil. These large goat or I don't know whatever they are. Zedarchen shel habali mlachel shelo liknos haoros el kishenochen osam. The people would only buy the skin, the leather, the hide of these animals only if it was killed nechira, as they were killed in such a way of alo shchutim, not shechted. Because if it was shechted properly, mipneshim is kalkulin ktsas. If it's shechted in a proper way, it actually ruins the skin. They rather not shechted, they rather be shot in the head, let's say. I don't know how you do nechira exactly, but you kill it in some other way. So, yesh listapik, im yachol yisrael linchor hatayashim bishvil zeh olo. Are you allowed to do business? Because now you're in essence doing business on nevela animals. It's not nizdamin. Yudafka wanted the nevela animal here. Is this permitted or not? So the Taz paskins its mutter. He says near li the heter gamur. The shach by the way argues and thinks that this case is usher. But let's just read the Taz. Taz says this is a heter gamur hu. Dinechesh lebal tashchis. If you're concerned about tashchis here, just destroying animals, it could have been a very kosher animal if you shechted it properly. Now the meat's being thrown in the garbage. Isn't this bal tashchis? Ukederach shekasavti besov simen akodim, like he wrote in the end of the previous simen, b'shem atosos, the lo yishka mayim megulin afilu behema tmeya. You shouldn't give non-kosher animals exposed water that was left out overnight because it's sakana, and you're putting a sakana in behema. That's a bal tashkis. Ah, it's a behema tmeya, no one eats it. It's still bal tashkis. You're still destroying a kadosh baruch hu's creatures. Ze'enu, this doesn't apply here. Deha yesh lo hana mizeh. If you're doing it for a certain toeles, a certain goal, to get the skin, that's not called destroying. Destroying is, imamish use it for no purpose. But to kill the animal to get the skin, that's mutter. So there's no problem about tashchis. And then a little further, he says, we go now to where the lines get a medium wide. Ah, you can't do business with nevela. Gam kein ena shaya kan. Came into beheter osinoso nevela. Now this is a bit of a complex svar here. Since you're doing a bederach heter, since there's no bal tashkis, you're allowed to kill to get the skin. Sacharkach kilu nizdame lo nevela. So your goal wasn't to make nevela. Your goal is to get the skin. Happened to be memela. Now you have a nevela in front of you, but that wasn't your intention. That's nizdame. Now I've got stuck with a nevela. So therefore, he says it's permitted on both accounts. The shach argues and doesn't like this svar, and he says you're not allowed to kill an animal to get the skin because it's like you are actually doing business with nevela. So he argues. Again, I don't know, I'm sure we have examples like this that out there nowadays. I just don't know any relevant cases.
The trapper,
what?
A fur trapper.
I'm saying if a Jew owned it.
Could a Jew be a fur trapper? Right.
So it's machlokes poskim. Taz says yes, and shach says no. Now, in general, there's a discussion. The Be'er Halacha quotes the Chassam Sofer. I think maybe not Behuda. I think Chassam Sofer about being a hunter in general.
It's not a Jewish
profession.
That's just
time to kill for sport. Yeah. If you're killing for a toeles, then maybe that wouldn't be considered a hunter.
He's always talking about kosher animals, just non-kosher animals also.
He's only talking about kosher animals, but it seemingly would apply to non-kosher animals as well. Because you're doing business also, the animal, in the end, the skin is fine.
It doesn't go in that category of like the susim?
Well, no, because susim are animals, even the non-Jews don't eat horse.
Yeah, so the animals they trap are not animals you eat.
Oh, so it could be. I don't know what they make.
So
if it's an animal that's not normally eaten, then that would be completely permitted in the first place, correct?
So Sefer Torah is that type of skin that's only from a shechted.
That's a kosher animal.
I know kosher animals, but it has to be shechted properly.
That much I don't know.
Someone saying that
I would assume yes, and that probably doesn't have to. Right now, according to the Taz, it's allowed. If there's a certain toeles, but the shach would say not.
Yeah.
Yes, I you have to ask. I don't know. I would guess they take it from a shechted animal, because I don't think the blood would ruin the klaf. But what do I know? So, not sure. Okay, let's just finish this simon, and then we'll daven. The rest of the simon, the Rama writes that Tzar, and I'll tell you the shayla. We still have a couple minutes. I know you guys are itching for that. The tzarich lemacher miyad, and when a person does have a treif animal or a nevela, whatever it might be, he should sell it immediately. Lo yamtin atchati shmeina etzlo, shouldn't let it sit and become fatter and fatter, so he could sell it for more money. V'chein mutter ligvos dvarim temeim b'chovo min ha'ovid kochavim. If let's say a guy owes you money and he's only willing to pay you with a pig, so you're allowed to accept the pig from him to have it kematzim yadam. It's like saving it from him, otherwise he'll never pay you. So that's based on the words in Sugis of Odezara, those who are learning Daf Yomi. V'yaser limchor lo'ovid kochavim nevelu b'chetzis k'sheira. Yosef can't sell it to a non-Jew saying, oh, this is a kosher animal, it was shechted properly, when you know it really wasn't. That's called gnevas das. Gnevas das is aser afilu lugoy. Ayin v'choshim mishpat, which discusses this. And finally, chol davar she'ein isur ela midivrayim. Any isur that's only aser to be eaten because of a isur midirbanan is actually mutter la'asos bo schara, is actually allowed to, you can actually can do business with davar isur midirban. Okay, we'll stop here. Like what? Stam yenim, I guess. Well, that's asr b'hanah. That's not a good example.